person to the next and say, didn't get more intentional about that. And that when I was 18 and I'd had enough, I decided to say, not just have a vague intention, do I want to be with somebody or not, but what type of person am I looking for? And stay available until I find that person. And this might sound a little bit strange, but I made a list. I made a list of these are the five things, the qualities that I'm looking for in another person, in a partner, in a friend and soulmate. This series is weird. And I stayed available for the first 2 years of college. I didn't date anyone. Why? Because when I would meet somebody that could possibly fill the role of being with me, I pretty clearly saw that none of the people that I met had any of the qualities that I was looking for. And just to make it real Hollywood, right when I was ready to give in and be like, you know what, maybe there's just nobody for me and I'll just be single forever. That's the time where a girl from Wakefield, a Wakefield lass, took a shift at the Uptown Subway store where I worked. And that's when I saw her. We both reached for the cold cuts at the same time. Our hands touched and we locked into each other's eyes as the meatballs dinged in the microwave. It's so weird. I hope Sophie never listened to this. Should definitely not let me publish this. But when I met Sophie, I went head over heels. Within two dates, I told all of my friends, I'm marrying this person. She's everything and more that I've been looking for. And I wouldn't have saw her if I was deep in another relationship with somebody who was a bad fit. And that's the power of clear intentions. And not only that, but if on the topic of fertility, we've got three children. I don't know how it's relevant, but there's some kind of connection there. So, all right. So what you got to do, the first thing you got to do to measure what matters like they do in the book is to have a really clear objective. What is something that one of the things that we'll do is we run into 10 different directions at the same time, right? We tried it. We have all of these things and we have FOMO and we're like, we got to get it done. I want to do this book and I want to do that podcast and I want to have this client. I want to, all these different things. We run in a million different directions with no clear objective that we can actually make some progress on. And what I would recommend doing is what they talk about in the book, The One Thing, is don't think about all these 10 things as separate things that you need to attack and run in 10 different directions, but see them more as dominoes. Which of these things that by doing it, everything else, all the other dominoes either get knocked over or become easier to knock over? And so last year, I thought, if I can double the listenership of my podcast, it will change the margins in terms of how much we get per sponsor and how many people hear our stuff, how many people can buy our products. Like everything changes in my life and I will have more margin to do everything else and I will have more leverage to do the books that I want to do. Like this domino, if I can double the listenership of the podcast, everything else will be easier or be finished. And so the first thing you got to do is create a very clear intention. It doesn't have to be the only thing you want to do this year. It doesn't have to be the only thing that you want your career to be about. It just needs to be the next right thing. I was listening to an interview with Liz Gilbert, the writer of Eat, Pray, Love. And I guess I'm just injecting a little mysticism into this talk since it's so pragmatic. But she talks about like the only thing you have to do at any given moment is to determine what's the next right thing.